Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Yes. None of that.
Hmm?
No clearing the throat.
ASMR.
And a oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hi.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our bed for our little program here. Okay, so we flew down to San Diego to visit my mom, and then we spread my dad's ashes in Julian, California. It's a tiny little town about an hour east of San Diego from where my parents live. Let's talk about our travel woes, honey. You were wearing your purple Chucks. Many compliments.
Yeah.
I bought those bad boys for you. I feel like I'm getting complimented at the time. But they're a statement piece, right? You wear them to make conversations, people notice, and you get compliments.
They're bright, and they're cute.
Yeah. We got a boarding group. I was literally 24 hours before our flight, which is when you can start to check in. I was staring at my telephone, and once it clicked to 8, it was 24 hours. So I went, check in. And we got a boarding group. We were primo posh, A43 and A44. Usually get the first flight out. I'm all about that 5 a.m. flight, 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m. But you advocated for Grandpa Curtis, who was picking us up in San Diego.
Yes, I worry about him, or I think about him having to wake up super early to come in the dark in the morning to pick us up from the airport.
Yeah.
So I convinced you to fly out a little later this time.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, I've always pictured him as, I mean, he's like a dad, a machine. He gets up when he needs to, and he stays up when he needs to, and he, because that's how he rolls. That's how he operates. But getting older, he is slowing down, and I realize that. So, yeah, we booked a 8 a.m. flight for 9:30 a.m. arrival. And same way on the way back. I was flying from San Diego to Sacramento. I'm all about that 5 a.m., 5:30, 5:45, as early as possible. But we our flight back up was also right at 8 a.m., so he got to sleep in a little on a Sunday. The TSA was, they don't need a boarding pass anymore. You just need your ID. So get on out there, Al-Qaeda. You don't need no boarding pass to get through TSA. It's a breeze to get through. One of the TSA guys, he was like the vendor at the stadium at baseball games selling peanuts, like peanuts, Cracker Jacks here. He was doing that, but the TSA version, like, make sure you have your ID out and ready to roll. And you don't need a boarding pass. And take off your shoes. And I can see he made it entertaining. I mean, if you're doing that for 8 hours.
And that oop.
I got patted down as per usual. And then they're always like, I think it's my zipper, but everyone has a zipper. I don't know. I was the red thing.
There's, you look suspicious.
Well,
or something. We've flown together. This is maybe our fourth time on an airplane together. Yeah. I never get stopped and patted down.
Yeah.
Every single time going and coming back, you do.
Yeah.
Without fail. And you tell me when I'm not with you, the same thing is happening.
Yeah. I take out my wallet, my phone, my belt. Now they had us take off our hoodies and jackets and stuff. I don't know what it is. And then they always, I'm going to rub the back of my hand against your dink. And do you want to do this behind a curtain? No, just get it over with. Just do your worst. I mean, your best, Mr. TSA agent. The boarding time. So our flight leaves at 8. It starts boarding at 7:30. I feel like they should have the boarding time as like biggest font possible. Bright red. And then the takeoff time, which is a half hour later, smaller. You would prevent so many people just being lazy or straggling along or getting there late. Like the boarding time is what's important. They board a half hour. Yeah, the plane takes off at 8, but they start boarding at 7:30. So get your ass there. at 7:30. And I realize these are smaller stakes, but how some states have, when you go to the movies, they have the movie trailer time. Like the movie trailers begin at 8:30 and then the actual movie begins at 8:55. I feel like they should list both times, and with the boarding time much more prominent in red or orange or yellow font color. That would just make life a lot easier. So we're sitting there and waiting for our plane, and I start playing I Should Have. So I should have shaved my face. I should have got a haircut. I should have lifted at Thursday morning, 5 a.m., but I didn't. I was so sad. I wasn't my best for my mom.
You'll never be good enough.
I apologize. That's true. The pilots who come to the little gate, and I assume there's some sort of security protocol. But do you like seeing them, honey, come to the gate and kind of they make a little banter with the lady or guys checking us in, and then they walk through the little tunnel? Do you like that?
I hate it. I hate seeing the pilot.
Why?
Because I don't want to know that a real human is flying the airplane.
Yeah.
I don't like to actually see the person whose my life is in their hands at 35,000 feet in the air.
Right.
I want my pilot to be like a godlike superhero. A man behind a curtain with all power that we never see.
Some AI, artificial intelligence.
I don't want to see a guy walking towards us. He hasn't had his coffee yet. I don't want to see his.
Why do they parade pilots in front of us? Like, there's on the tarmac, there's all sorts of vehicles for the luggage people and the air traffic control people and the mechanics and the technicians. Why don't they have? They throw the pilots on there, and so you can how DJ Khaled boards a plane,
smuggle them on like a celebrity.
Yeah, they throw them on the car, and then they whisk them right to the little flight of stairs there. I don't understand it, but I think in the end I want to see the pilot because I like to. Well, I like to worry. I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't look very smart.
I know, like they look tired.
Yeah.
Are they hungover?
Yeah. I know.
Are they ready for this journey?
I wish we could question them. Our guy, older gentleman, looks affable. His white pilot button up t-shirt, little wrinkly, could have used an iron. But I think he was, I felt safe for the most part. And there was a second pilot, allegedly, but we never saw him. But I'm pretty sure our stewardess was talking to them both. Do they let pilots fly? They don't let them fly by themselves, right?
I don't know.
So. I don't think so.
I hope not.
I don't, because if one guy gets, our flight back, one of the pilots looked like freaking Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, and then the other pilot looked like McLovin. And I was like, well, if Ogre gets out of hand, I don't think McLovin's going to stand a chance in the cockpit. I hope you're having a good day, Mr. Ogre pilot, sir.
And oop.
Fellow passengers, the adults in hoodies wearing pajama pants and Crocs. I don't get you.
Oh, do you know the most offensive thing?
Yeah.
Is a person showing their bare toes, like wearing flip-flops?
Yeah, yeah.
In an airplane, in an airport. That will always be the most offensive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The most disgusting.
Yeah. Put yourself together. Pull yourself together. I don't want to go back to the 60s when people wore ties to go on a flight. But try not to just wake up and crawl out of bed and put on a baseball cap backwards. The Southwest lady who was checking us in, handling our gate, her name was Carolyn. I thought that was a good sign. Boarding the flight, I look at all these people and I'm like, where is everyone going? Why is everyone going? What's this? Who are these people? I might die with these people.
It always trips me out when we're in Sacramento, flying to Sacramento, and I look around, I'm like, all these hundreds of people, and I don't recognize anyone.
A single soul.
We're all living here together and we don't know each other.
I trip out on just how different everyone looks. Like, everyone is so unique.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. There was a broken piece of plastic on the plane. Like, just from the storage bin. Just a piece of plastic just hanging down. It was like, okay. And then right across on the other aisle, on the right side of the plane, the storage bin in the very front wasn't flush. Like, it was also broken. And I was like, what's going on with this plane?
That plane was so musty.
Yeah. But our plane on the way back, our Southwest plane, was new, and it had like the blue lights, like a fun car wash. But yeah, our plane down was like a Yugo, and our plane back up was like a Range Rover. So I let you go first, honey. I said, you pick whatever seat you want, darling. And so you were in front of me, and then pick a aisle, and we sit down. And there were three things wrong. Now, first, sometimes you get the aisle where it's like half a window on the left and then a half a window on the right. I think that's fine. You don't have your own single window, but you look here, you look there, you can see what's going on. Our aisle, like, we had half a window on the left side, and then the right side was just panel. It was just wall. It's just a Southwest, I don't know, cream color wall.
Well, we had one window that I was sitting next to, and but most of my wall that I was sitting next to was just plastic. There was there was no view whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. That was mistake number one in the one of three game. And then secondly was the view. It was the engine. And I realize sometimes beggars can't be choosers, but we were in A group. we should have gotten prime seating. Actually, on the way back, we got the wing view. But I feel like the wing view, that's cool. And you crink your neck this way, you look over here, you have a good view. But the engine is just there's nothing exciting. And I just think the whole time that engine's gonna stop working. We're going down. And then finally, and this isn't your fault, honey, but the freaking window shade didn't shut. It stayed up. Like, you push, and it stays up. So it stays open the whole time.
Yeah, I was getting a sunburn.
Yeah, you're very fair skinned. And I thought, and like, I lift, honey. I'm really strong. So I thought, well, let me give it a go. And I still couldn't get it down. And I wanted to, like, really put my elbow grease into it, my full musculature strength into it. But then, like, that window just came off of that Boeing plane a few weeks ago. So I'm like, well, how much? I don't want to break anything. I don't want to do any damage. And it's, I was just like, the piece up front is hanging down, and then the storage area is not flush. So I was like, there's all sorts of stuff wrong with this plane. I don't need to break this window. I don't want to die.
And oop.
But we stayed there. We soldiered on. It wasn't too bad. If you like looking at a Southwest plane wall, it's a cream color. It's gorgeous, gorgeous this time of year. There was a young man wearing a Trump hat. It was a blue hat. It said Trump in all capitals. First of all, not a MAGA hat. Loser, fake fan. and he had shorts on, which, okay, it's fine. But when he sat down, they rose, like how shorts rise up when you sit down. And we looked over a few times, and he was showing some leg.
His legs were super hairy, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't shave like you.
Make legs hairy great again. he wasn't wearing like 5-inch inseam shorts, but he was wearing 7-inch. And you sit down, and it was like, well, that was a view. He fell asleep at some point, and he just knocked out on the guy right next to him. Like, he put his head on some rando guy's shoulder who was also sleeping, who hopefully didn't notice. But yeah, people who can sleep on a flight, I admire you.
Oh, I envy you.
I tip my hat to you. It reminded me of my coworker. What did I say? Ethan. Ethan, who fell asleep on my shoulder. Yeah, so that was them. Okay, so flight was about delayed a half hour, which is fine. Southwest gives 90 minutes and it's an hour long flight. So they give 30 minutes a leeway time there, error time. So we're sitting there on the tarmac and captain comes on. And he says, okay, we're going to have a bumpy ride to San Diego. Click. And that's it. And I was like, what? Like, vocabulary and word choice is extremely important when you're taking people's lives. It's not like, oh, we're going to have a little bump here or there. Oh, we might have a little bit of turbulence 45 minutes in. But he just said, it's going to be a bumpy ride to San Diego. Okay, so it's going to be an hour of turbulence. And then a few minutes later, we're late. We're on the tarmac. We're just sitting there, whatever. A few minutes later, stewardess comes on. Yeah, we're going to have some turbulence. And the captain might not let us serve drinks. He might not let us get up out of our seats and serve drinks. So you might not have any drinks. And I was like, what? Okay, that's like even more scary.
Yeah, like this sounds bad.
I was ready to die. Please, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. So pilot warns us, stewardess warns us, flight attendant, whatever. And our minds start racing. You ask me, so are you scared? Are you scared now? And I said, honey. Like, if you don't talk about it.
I always forget how scared you are of flying because you're so stoic and strong usually. And you don't show your fear. But then if I push just a little bit, then I see how terrified you are. So I was like, oh, I shouldn't have said anything to him.
I know. Well, I'm just like, if you don't talk about it, it's not going to happen. Or you don't acknowledge it. Let's not all say out in the open that we're in this little metal tube 35,000 feet in the air and we could die at any moment. Let's not talk about that. That's off the table. I am scared when I fly, but I keep all my tension in my hands. Like I grasp them, I clasp them together and they're pretty tight. I'm squeezing on them with much force and nature. As I said, I'm strong. I really lift. I was just like, you know, but I also give myself to the, if I'm going to die, what the hell is the point of worrying or whatever?
Yeah. If it's my time, it's my time.
Yeah. Honey, what's the scariest part of flying for you, of a flight?
Oh, the landing always freaks me out because we're coming in at a super fast speed, super heavy airplane on these teeny tiny little wheels.
Yeah.
I feel like we're always going too fast.
Yeah.
It feels like they always struggle to slow down properly and it those freaks
brakes,
me out.
Those brakes are like, the scariest part of the flight to me is the takeoff, the ascent. Like I hate looking up at where the pilot is, the cockpit. And it's like at a 45 degree angle. I'm like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad. And then reaching cruising altitude, also frightening. But once we're beginning our descent into San Diego, I'm like, oh, I feel good. The houses on the ground get closer. You can see cars. You can see freeways. I'm like, oh, it's good to go. So that usually happens 15 to 20 minutes before you land. But up until then, I just think I'm going to die. And this is it. And whatever. So it turns out, captain, bumpy ride, stewardess, no drinks. Turns out there were no drinks. But here was the turbulence. There were two pockets of turbulence. The first pocket of turbulence was about 30 seconds, and it was barely turbulence. It was like, a little bit of shaking. And then the second window was 45 seconds, maybe.
I wasn't concerned. It wasn't even enough to really register.
Right. What the heck?
I wanted to say, I hope you stewardess enjoyed your hour-long break.
They just sat there. They're so lazy. I bet before the flight, they were like, I know having a zero pilot experience, I bet the stewardess were like, I think we're going to have turbulence. Maybe we should stay seated all flight. Okay. And it's just an hour. But yeah, they didn't do anything. They did not get up. People were going to the bathroom. A couple people stood up to chat, whatever stretch. But the flight attendants did nothing. I think it's another way Southwest can save money. All the Coca-Cola could have drank. So annoying. It was like, we got no snacks.
And I was really thirsty. I had no water.
Yeah.
I had no drinks.
Yeah. Last summer, we flew to New York. Red eye flight. So you look out the window, blick, you look down, you can't see Jack. More blick. And it was over 2 hours of turbulence on this 6 hour flight. I mean, it was like,
it was terrible.
Over 2 hours. That is turbulence. And after this flight, I was like, do you call this turbulence?
Have you ever flown before?
After New York, we can get through anything, I feel like. Me and you, honey, turbulence-wise. But yeah, it's just, I think they were just being lazy. Maybe overly cautious, but whatever. The two pockets were, and they have all this information. And as I like to say to all pilots, how about you go under the turbulence or above it? And another thing, why do the turns always have to be so dramatic, Mr. Pilot? But they could have done drinks before the pockets, between the pockets.
During the pockets.
After the pockets. Just exhausting. It was so, so dumb. Coming back. So Southwest has a policy. They give you a free drink, alcoholic, on 4 days a year. Valentine's Day, Halloween, their birthday, their anniversary of the founding of Southwest or whatever, and St. Patty's Day. We were flying on St. Patty's Day, so I was like, ooh, it's about to be on like Donkey Kong. But they didn't say anything. Like, on the way home, our flight attendants didn't say, hey, first drink on us. Cause
yeah, they're not announcing that.
Why not?
Everyone would be having a drink.
I look at the menu and I see this promotion in the bottom right-hand corner.
In fine print.
Yeah, very tiny. And our flight attendant comes up, anything to drink. And I point to the little thing that says St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, blah, blah, blah. And I say, are you honoring this? And he said, if it says it there, I'm honoring it. And I said, well, I'll take a dogfish head hard cider thing. It was a strawberry lemonade hard cider thing. It was hecka good. It was 8:30 in the morning. I was drinking booze.
And it was, I think, 12 ounces.
Yeah.
It wasn't a little miniature.
No.
It was standard sized. And then I just got orange juice.
Yeah.
It was like 4 ounces of orange juice.
Yeah.
Well, but you had a full-on drink.
Yeah. Well, you were driving, honey.
Right. But I want 12 ounces of orange juice if you're getting 12 ounces of your vodka cranberry lemonade.
Yeah, I see. And it normally this drink was $9. So I was I did it for Grandma Tien. Okay. Listen, I don't always drink alcohol at 8:30 in the morning, but when I do, it's because it's free. It was super tasty. And I was feeling a little saucy. And I didn't think about dying for about 10 to 15 minutes. So it was worth it. Flying. I marvel at the entire process. Like, okay, there's the technology, whatever, science, engineering of getting us in the air and going 500 miles in an hour. That blows my mind. Every time I take off now, I still like, I'm like, is this a thing?
I still don't, like, I know technically how it works, but I still can't believe it actually works.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's crazy.
It blows my mind, which leads to me thinking I'm going to die because it makes zero sense to me. And then the economics, how Southwest gets 150 of us losers in a metal tube. For $200 or so, and gets us to our destination, wherever, across America, across the globe, various airlines or whatever. That also blows my mind that you can wake up in Tokyo if you fly out there or whatever. The whole thing, I can't wrap my head around it. It fascinates me, that especially the economics of it, that it's still super cheap and it's super fast. Well, they save money by not serving us Coca-Cola because of the turbulence coming up. Oh yeah, and then one more thing. So on the ground, pilot, bumpy ride, stewardess, no drinks, too much turbulence. And then before the first pocket, the seatbelt light did not go off the entire flight. The seatbelt light stayed lit up the entire flight. So we're in the air and stewardess comes on and says, okay, pilot has let us know we're about to hit some turbulence. So buckle up and we won't be serving drinks. It was like, oh, okay. Would you rather hear about the turbulence on the ground, darling, or 30 seconds before it?
I do like to be warned. I like to mentally prepare myself.
So you want it on the ground?
Yeah, I got to start praying.
You want 45 minutes of anxiety? You got to start saying your Hail Marys? I would prefer, give me a little heads up, 30 seconds, and then tell me. It's 2 minutes, because they have all this data. They have all this software and computer information. They know the turbulence is going to be 30 seconds. Turbulence is going to be 4 minutes. So turbulence is going to be 2+ hours. They know this. So just give me a little heads up. I don't need to hear on the ground that there's going to be turbulence, because I don't need to worry anymore. I don't need to freak out anymore. But just give me a little heads up. And again, go around the turbulence, Mr. Pilot. I mean, I don't know anything about flying, but...
Swerve around that.
Yeah, yeah. Make one of those dramatic turns you seem to love. So, honey, would you rather die on a cruise ship, like one of those gigantic ones that has 5,000 passengers, or would you rather die on an airplane crash or explosion or into a mountain?
Two great choices.
We'll take your question off the air.
Well, the ocean is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So I'd rather die in an airplane than on a boat on the ocean.
Yeah.
Those giant cruise ships, I cannot wrap my head around how they work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are more mysterious to me than airplanes.
Yeah.
Those giant, it's like a giant floating city.
They're so heavy, dude.
How does it work?
And then if it capsizes or tips over, Titanic, you're screwed. I don't care where you are on the boat. You are screwed. And if you're in a room that is filling up with water, that would be terrorizing. Whereas crashing into a mountain would be instant. Although some planes, they dive, 8,000 feet. 12,000 yeah. feet really quickly in a couple seconds or a few minutes.
I think that might be kind of fun for a minute though. Before the impact happens.
Hooray, we're gonna die. Alrighty, where are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, well that was our travelogue.
And oop.
Alrighty, well that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try it a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do it space for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for southwest.com. We don't have a promo code for southwest.com. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have held it together on our flight, on our flights. But inside, I was crying. Inside, I was dying. You don't think about that?
I do, but I have to just be strong for myself. Yeah. I can't say anything to you because you're already losing it over there.
We put on a brave front for each other and for the rest of the passengers. The older I get, the less I like to fly.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. It really is on my psyche. You know, it's weird. So when we have a flight or whatever, the weeks leading up to it, we made plans for Santa Cruz in June. And then in the back of my head, we're on websites and hotels and booking stuff and talking about where we're going to go, what we're going to do. But in the back of my head, I'm like, that's if we don't die on our flight to or from San Diego. Constantly. We came back and did our grocery shopping. We did our weekly grocery shopping when we got back to Sacramento. And we do the Walmart grocery pickup Sunday morning. And I thought, and we made the appointment and everything, checked out. And I was like, well, unless we die, then what's going to happen to our groceries?
What happens to our Walmart groceries? Yeah, a little part of me is convinced every time I get on an airplane, well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, what's the point of planning after?
Yes.
Anything after, because we're going to die on this flight. I love you, my wife, and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. We hope you have a wonderful day/night. Ah, blah, blah.